Part 1. You will hear the first recording. For the following statements, 1 to 7, choose only one correct answer. Mark your answers on the answer sheet labelled with a cross. Now you have 2 minutes to read the tasks. Now listen to part one. Have you already given up in your personal and professional life? Or are you ready to succeed in your professional career? Listen to the following interview with Monica Guzman, an executive coach and motivational speaker. Monica, please tell us about your childhood. Where did you grow up?
I grew up in a single-parent household in Newark, New Jersey. My mother raised me to believe that there was literally nothing I couldn't do. There was a great focus on education at primary and secondary levels, and I spent a great deal of time reading and enjoying my childhood. I was involved in the debate team and found a passion for acting and other creative forms of expression.
Did you go to college? And if so, was being a Hispanic an advantage or a disadvantage?
Yes. I attended William Patterson University for undergraduate and Temple University for graduate school. I would not say that being Hispanic was an advantage or a disadvantage. It was simply another piece of my identity. I worked just as hard as anyone else, if not harder, during my college years for my success not as a Hispanic person, but as Monica.
What is your job title, and what industry do you work in?
I am an executive coach and motivational speaker. I help everyone, from students to chief executive officers, achieve personal excellence. I am obsessed with leadership development and have devoted a great deal of time to helping transform managers into leaders.
Can you please tell us about your career path? That is, how did you get to your current position?
I began my career as a therapist, clinician, working with individuals, families, and couples. I found a passion for speaking and teaching others, so I developed training programs for colleagues and supervisors. Through years of observation and self-study, I was able to identify patterns in effective leadership and team building. This inspired me to develop my Wheel of Excellence model, a detailed plan for achieving professional success, which focuses on advertising your abilities, communication, attitude, and relationships.
How do you explain career coaching to someone who you think may benefit from it?
Career coaching means having someone to mentor and support you to ensure your professional success. It means having somebody to guide you along your journey by helping you develop the hard and soft skills necessary for success in the workplace. Career coaching can include development in such areas as self-advertisement, office politics, presentation skills, conflict resolution, public speaking, and much more.
In what situations or areas have the people you have trained experienced more difficulty?
Some people experience difficulty in taking feedback from others. For some individuals, it's easier to do what they have always done, even if it hasn't worked for them. They remain stuck because they don't take action on suggestions provided. These individuals are not ready for coaching.
What about you? What's the most challenging moment you've experienced?
Just like anyone else, I too have experienced loss and sad moments. This has resulted in feelings of anxiety and anger. I recognize that playing the victim to my life is pointless, so I quickly picked myself up and did whatever I had to do to rise above the negative energy. I worked with a coach of my own and followed through on my plan of action. No excuses.
Now listen again. Have you already given up in your personal and professional life? Or are you ready to succeed in your professional career? Listen to the following interview with Monica Guzman, an executive coach and motivational speaker. Monica, please tell us about your childhood. Where did you grow up?
I grew up in a single-parent household in Newark, New Jersey. My mother raised me to believe that there was literally nothing I couldn't do. There was a great focus on education at primary and secondary levels, and I spent a great deal of time reading and enjoying my childhood. I was involved in the debate team and found a passion for acting and other creative forms of expression.
Did you go to college? And if so, was being a Hispanic an advantage or a disadvantage?
Yes. I attended William Patterson University for undergraduate and Temple University for graduate school. I would not say that being Hispanic was an advantage or a disadvantage. It was simply another piece of my identity. I worked just as hard as anyone else, if not harder, during my college years for my success not as a Hispanic person, but as Monica.
What is your job title, and what industry do you work in?
I am an executive coach and motivational speaker. I help everyone, from students to chief executive officers, achieve personal excellence. I am obsessed with leadership development and have devoted a great deal of time to helping transform managers into leaders.
Can you please tell us about your career path? That is, how did you get to your current position?
I began my career as a therapist, clinician, working with individuals, families, and couples. I found a passion for speaking and teaching others, so I developed training programs for colleagues and supervisors. Through years of observation and self-study, I was able to identify patterns in effective leadership and team building. This inspired me to develop my Wheel of Excellence model, a detailed plan for achieving professional success, which focuses on advertising your abilities, communication, attitude, and relationships.
How do you explain career coaching to someone who you think may benefit from it?
Career coaching means having someone to mentor and support you to ensure your professional success. It means having somebody to guide you along your journey by helping you develop the hard and soft skills necessary for success in the workplace. Career coaching can include development in such areas as self-advertisement, office politics, presentation skills, conflict resolution, public speaking, and much more.
In what situations or areas have the people you have trained experienced more difficulty?
Some people experience difficulty in taking feedback from others. For some individuals, it's easier to do what they have always done, even if it hasn't worked for them. They remain stuck because they don't take action on suggestions provided. These individuals are not ready for coaching.
What about you? What's the most challenging moment you've experienced?
Just like anyone else, I too have experienced loss and sad moments. This has resulted in feelings of anxiety and anger. I recognized that playing the victim to my life is pointless, so I quickly picked myself up and did whatever I had to do to rise above the negative energy. I worked with a coach of my own and followed through on my plan of action. No excuses.
Now you have 30 more seconds to complete the tasks.